Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have a state representative that's going to be on with us in about, 8 minutes here. About 8 minutes. And he's been having some issues with another representative, incumbent. And the radicalism that's being exhibited from these said representatives is second to none. But I want to tell you what, if you want to see a representative that's willing to stand up and do his job and actually go back to the U.S. Constitution, make reference to the provision found within as to how to deal with these people, that's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes, okay? I'm looking forward to that. Eric's a great guy. What's great about Eric is the guy's constantly on the floor doing what needs to be done. He's not appeasing anybody. We can get it on video. He shows the world what he's doing, and it's exactly what's expected of a state representative, and that's what we have in Eric Lucero. So we're going to be talking to him in just a couple minutes here. Also wanted to let you know, too, I did an article. Oscars were down 58% because people are still all hyped up about this Will Smith smack concerning that of Chris Rock. Well, guess what, friends? It never happened. Let me say it again. Oscars, right, their ratings were down 58%. And the reason I'm bringing this back up again is because people are still talking about it, as if to suggest it was real, man. I'm telling you what, how easily the sheeple are distracted. It just never happened. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Do you guys all remember back in 1982, a pro wrestler, right, Jerry Lawler? Remember when he slapped Andy Kaufman on the Letterman show? It was all staged. Many attribute Andy Kaufman and the slap that he took by Jerry Lawler, the said professional wrestler, kicked off pro wrestling for what it is today. It was nothing short of a skit, friends. It was the same thing that was going on with Will Smith and that of Chris Brown. They needed the ratings. And let me just say it this way. The best way to see this is if Will Smith, who's worth $350 million, wanted to lose a good portion of that money, he would have did what he did to Chris Rock. Because that would have been the stupidest thing he could have possibly did. But guess what, friends? They want you to believe that they did it, but yet Chris is standing down and say, oh, that's okay, man. You can do that again all day long. No, it was a skit. It was to draw attention back over to the Oscars because they didn't have the ratings, okay? Okay, we're going to come back to that in after our interview with Eric Lucero. I wanted to highlight this because I've got some friends bringing this over right now, and it doesn't surprise me. It never has. I mean, just think about this, friends. You know, they talk about this where they want everybody to be inclusive, and then we can ask the word vitty, right, if we want to add that inclusivity. But the point is they want everybody to just bring all their foreign gods here, and then they want everybody to just get get along. Well, guess what? That's never going to happen. And by the way, if you were listening to the intro from the propagandists before the show here today, isn't it interesting how in Boston all the flags were accepted except the Christian flag? Yep. Why? Because Christ is the only one that is legitimate. He is alive forevermore. You ever notice when people, they're building, or people, they hit their finger with a hammer, or they're driving and they hit a car, or let's say they slam their door on their thumb. What's the first thing that comes out of their mouth? Is it Allah? Is it that they curse Dalai Lama? Is it that they curse Hare Krishna? Do they curse Zen? No! They blaspheme the name of God. Why? Because, again, he is the one that is alive. He is the Lord of lords, and he's the God of gods. We all know this. And, again, they just proved the point again in Boston. All the flags were accepted except the Christian one. And isn't it interesting? It's the Christians that are called to be the light that reproves the darkness. They don't want to be reproved, but yet they want to get along. Inclusivity, remember, right? Well, Judges 5:8 tells us just the exact opposite. When there's other gods within the gate, the Lord said there will be war. Why? Because he said the first commandment of the in Exodus 20 is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved, right? Acts 4:12. 1 Timothy 2:5 talks about there's one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. And the devil don't like that. But again, then again, we're not asking again the devil for permission to obey God. It's Christians that are going to be under attack here again, friends. And that's what's under attack today. But that comes with the territory. We're promised, even if we live or even desire to live a godly life, Scripture tells us we will be persecuted for righteousness' sakes. Okay, that's how it works. So everything that's going on should be expected, but our laws should be condemning foreign gods who are, in fact, trying to usurp who we are and where it is that we came from concerning the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? We all know this to be true. We're under attack because the Lord told us, if they did it to me, they're going to do it to you. And it's exactly what's happening today. So I'm saying that for the very reason. Isn't it interesting how people can get up and Dalai Lamas, now they can pray, I guess, and the Muslims can pray in opening session within governments. And it's interesting how everybody's accepted, right? But now we're finding that even Satanists are now stepping up to the plate. And this has been going on for a long time. So don't act like this is something that's new on the horizon. And I want you to hear this really quick. This is a woman that had the audacity to do this. This was some time ago, but this just popped its head up again today. But I want you to hear it for yourself as to how bold these people are becoming.
Present in this moment. Within clear our minds the chambers and be free of city council propaganda and regulations.
Listen carefully
that were created
to what she
by
says.
Historical people who were afraid of the unknown. Let us embrace the impulse to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Opposite of scripture.
So that we may let go of comforting delusions and see the truth in the world. Let us demand that humans be judged for their actions, not their loyalty to useless social norms, labels, and categories. Let us stand firm against
prayer.
All authority that tries to threaten the unalienable rights of all humans.
That God gave.
Let us cast aside our differences to use reason, logic, science, and
reason
compassion
is the enemy
to create
faith.
Solutions for the greater good of our community. It is done. Hail Satan. Thank you.
Did you hear that? She said, hail Satan. I mean, look at the fruit of Satan. Look at the fruit of Satanists. Look at the fruit of those that depart from the living God. Why would you want to just set yourself on a course to self-destruct? Because that's what's happening, and that has nothing to do with eternal judgment or eternity, does it? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page. We're right up there on social media platforms. Subscribe to the page. Also, go to SOL Radio Live, and then subscribe to the Rumble live feed. As well, friends, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, we do have a guest, Eric Lucero. He's going to be with us in just a moment. I'm going to play this little piece from a local outlet, Fox 9. I'm going to play this out, and then we're going to pull them up real quick. But again, if you have thoughts on social media platforms, throw them out. If you want to go ahead and drop it on a call and give it to GCN so I can see it, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now listen, I called Eric Lucero last week, and what we did is I wanted to get him on the show because of the issues that they're having with the said representative named John Thompson. And this guy's head keeps popping up over and over and over again, and how he still remains incumbent bewilders not just me, but a lot of people. But I want to talk to Eric about what's going on and what's being done about this said representative that is just exhibiting radicalism at every given step. So with that, friends, this is a brand new piece 6 days ago. This guy exposed himself once again on the behalf of now his daughter, who wasn't charged, by the way, her tabs were expired, and I believe that she was even under the influence, and of course she wasn't charged, which only goes to show you that many of these said representatives believe that they're above the law. But it went much further than that. Check this piece out, friends. This is craziness.
Representative John Thompson abused his position and tried to bully officers at a Sunday traffic stop involving a family member.
The police chief says the incident turned ugly pretty quickly. Political reporter Theo Keith is at the Capitol with more on this. So, Theo, what happened exactly?
Well, this is hardly the first time Thompson has had controversy in his year and a half in office. Yesterday, police say he showed up after officers stopped a woman who he said was his daughter, screamed at officers, and then handed out business cards identifying himself as a state lawmaker.
The House will come to order.
Video shows State Representative John Thompson in his seat on the House floor at 5:50 p.m. Sunday for the State of the State. Just a half hour earlier, St. Paul police say the lawmaker was causing a much different scene. It started when police say they stopped a woman for erratic driving and expired tabs at this East Side intersection Sunday. Officers say they smelled marijuana. More officers arrived, and so did Thompson, saying the woman was his daughter. It turned ugly fast, St. Paul Police Chief Todd Axtell wrote, blasting Thompson in a Monday Facebook post. Axtell said Thompson tried to intimidate and bully officers. The chief said Thompson misused his position by handing out business cards to officers while accusing them of racism. Tensions. Police say they let the woman leave with
Anybody
Thompson.
Anybody tired of that yet?
Asking the city attorney to charge her with a gross misdemeanor for DWI test refusal. Thompson does not face charges, though police say the case is open. Axtell now wants the lawmaker to let body camera video of the scene be made public. State law only allows for a release in some situations, if the subject asks for it, or to dispel rumor or unrest. Police used that provision to release video last summer when Thompson accused an officer of racially profiling him during a stop that revealed the lawmaker had a Wisconsin driver's license. That led to the discovery of past domestic violence allegations against Thompson. He was never convicted. House Democrats kicked Thompson out of their caucus, though he runs for office as a Democrat and recently lost the DFL endorsement for re-election.
Thompson was not here for the House's morning session today, using the remote voting option instead, which is allowed. Our email and phone requests were not returned.
Okay, so I think we get a pretty good idea as to what's going on here. And so without further ado, let's pull up our friend Eric Lucero. He's a state representative. And folks, you know, this is craziness happening in the state of Minnesota right now. Eric, this is nothing new to you. You've even had run-ins with John Thompson, too. Is that true?
Well, good afternoon, Bradley, and thank you for the opportunity to join you once again. It's always a pleasure. And to answer your question, yes, this is not new. This is not surprising. And I suspect, you know, in the remaining of 2022, we'll probably have one or two more incidents. In terms of I myself, yes, last year when we were debating, I forget which bill it was, but I was describing events in the riots that occurred in Minneapolis and the events in Hugo where he was one of the instigators threatening law enforcement officers, threatening the children of the residents there of one of our local cities, Hugo, and then threatening to burn the entire city down. And so in the course of that discussion on the floor, he decided to play the race card on me and on the House floor called me a racist twice. And that led to a series of events where I filed ethics charges, and he admitted and he apologized on the House floor. And so, yeah, this is a brand new incident and one that continues to be in a long series.
Yeah, I want to go back to that, Eric, because I've been watching you since you've been out there. And interestingly enough, how this guy keeps getting peppered into my viewing of Eric Lucero, he keeps popping his head back up, just blows me away that the guy is still there. I mean, apparently, Eric, he thinks he's above the law, does he not?
Well, unfortunately, that definitely appears to be the case. Who else, even if it was your own child, and your child phone called while in the middle of a traffic stop, would think to themselves, you know, I'm going to go to the scene. I'm going to get out of the vehicle. I'm going to park the vehicle. It's my understanding there was no parking in an illegal position. I'm going to get out, putting myself and others in danger, because think of, you know, a law enforcement officer. They're not going to immediately know who a person is walking up on scene, potentially behind them or whatever, and then begin to, I suspect, without, you know, would not see video, but yelling, screaming, probably profanities, whatever. And that creates a very dangerous scenario for everybody involved. And then to begin to hand out, so if that weren't bad enough, just a common person, but then to play his office by handing out business cards identifying himself. How is that any to be perceived any other way than I want you to know who I am?
Yep.
And then it even goes further to have the expectation that, oh, my daughter's going to come with me and I'm going to interfere with the legal process. So I heard in the clip that you just played that he's not facing charges. Well, it's still not to be, it hasn't been fully determined yet and I have no inside information. But a person engaged in interfering with the lawful activities of law enforcement officers is absolutely subject to interfering with the legal process.
Okay, so let's go back. We're talking to Erica Lucero, representative out of the state of Minnesota, and we're just doing a little expose right now on John Thompson, who apparently thinks that he's above the law. And we're doing our best to rein him in so people understand that they're not above the law. They work for us. We do not work for them. And they are not a bunch of demigods. Eric, what is your personal interaction with John Thompson, because I know that there's much of it. I played one of your videos last week of you calling him out. You said that he wanted to burn down a city. I know that he was basically spewing out profanities against women and children. He's also been found at BLM, Black Lives Matters, all five members. I'm being facetious, but I am making a point as well. So we can see that there's a lot of radicalism that goes along with this guy. And I'm just curious, how is it perceived inside while the other members all the well see him for who he really is? Is he supported or is he condemned, Eric?
Well, he's definitely a caucus of one. The Democrat part, even as extreme leftist radical progressive as the Democrat caucus is in the Minnesota House, even he is too far outside for them. So I think it was last year they kicked him out, or it might have been earlier this year. Nevertheless, they kicked him out of their own caucus. So while he's still a Democrat, he doesn't have a caucus. He doesn't meet with the rest of the group in terms of strategy, votes, and conversation.
He's a man of one is what you're telling us.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And apparently not too many people are happy about that. So, Eric, not too long ago, you were actually, again, exposing some of the activities of John Thompson. And during that time that you were on the floor, did he shout out on the floor that you were a racist during that particular time?
So I was in person, and he was remote. So he was a Zoom call during the session, and over the Zoom call, he just interrupted. He violated protocol, interrupting me, just calling me, I know you're a racist. I know you're a racist in that incident.
Okay, yeah, it's amazing. I got to tell you, Eric, I was at I was preaching at a church in Michigan. This was last year, and there happened to be a black lady there. And right away, this is the dangers of what this is becoming. Because a lot of stuff's being resurrected that doesn't belong to this generation in any sense of the word. And might I also say, I don't see it if I'm on the West Coast or on the East Coast concerning this racism that the mainstream media keeps promulgating. People are tired of it. I got to take a hard break. I got you for one more segment. And I want to get to the resolve constitutionally when we get back on the other side as well. Folks, what we're going to do is take a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are the highest in almost a month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.19 a gallon, The price jumped 4 cents a gallon over the weekend, and it's now within a penny of the national average 1 month ago. Prices fell through much of April, but have gone up almost every day for the past week. Homeland Security is asking Congress to fund additional border agents in preparation for a spike in illegal immigration. Yolanda Raymond, the mayor pro tem in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, is among the growing number of Democrats who are urging the White House to keep in place a public health rule which has been used to expedite deportations. The White House expects the border could see between 10 and 20,000 illegal immigrants a day when what's known as the Title 42 border health rule ends. USA Radio News. Police are searching for a corrections officer who participated in an inmate escape in Alabama. The officer and inmate disappeared together on Friday while the officer was supposed to be taking an inmate to a mental health evaluation. Now law enforcement has issued a warrant for the missing corrections officer for permitting or assisting an escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it's unclear if the officer, Vicki White, was coerced into participating.
Now, whether she did that willingly or if she was coerced, threatened somehow to participate in this escape, not really sure, but we know for sure she did participate.
The NFL wants to move a racial discrimination case by former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores out of court. Flores is suing the league in which he alleges systematic race-based discrimination in the NFL's hiring practices, when they fire coaches, and in its conditions of employment. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we got Eric Lucero with us, state representative, highlighting the radicalisms of another state rep named John Thompson. And by the way, Eric, I do want to say this. Forgive me for not extending the courtesy of a proper introduction at the offset of your introduction. But I got to tell you, and it's not a defense, but it is the truth. I have been fired up about what I've seen with this individual since I seen the last report on him, and I've been paying attention to what you've been doing over there with him and how he keeps, you know, kind of popping up and again exhibiting himself to the state of Minnesota and acting in such a fashion that he acts. So do forgive me for that, but I just wanted to tell you I've been kind of worked up on this, and the last one I seen I called you right away. Now, I was just telling you the story about when I was in Michigan, I was preaching at a church, and I am so sick and tired of being sick and tired with these people using racism. It's simply a tool. As a matter of fact, Leon Trotsky used to use it under Joseph Stalin. He was the head of the military during that particular time, and what they did is they used it to browbeat people into submission until they finally got what they wanted. Really what it is they play the victim, and they don't have the shield, they in fact have the spear. They're doing the attacking. And I see this over and over and over again. Well, I'm preaching in Michigan, and then all of a sudden this woman of color, she called herself, kind of stands up and she said, well, being a person of color, because I extended I extended my arm and saying, listen, invite me into the black communities and I'll be more than happy to come out there and win them if you're not going to do the job. That's what preachers do. And I said, Jesus came into the world to save our soul, not our skin. And we're to judge men by not the you know, the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And the Bible clearly tells us in Acts 17:26 that all nations are one blood. We all bleed the same color. In other words, we're in this together. So what I had to do really quick, Eric, is I had to stop her and tell her, ma'am, I'm a person of color, too. White people are on that color scale as much as black people are. And until we come to terms with the fact that we're in this together, we're going to keep letting the mainstream media divide and conquer if we're going to be foolish enough to actually take heed to what it is that they're parroting, Mark 3:25. So I want to go back into, let's say, a session that you guys are having on the main floor in the state of Minnesota at the Capitol there. And I'm curious, what has been your observations when John Thompson continuously provokes the people in acting obstinate to the very laws that he promised to uphold? I'm curious, what is it that you're perceiving from others on the floor when he's acting out? I think that's probably the best way to say
You're seeing everybody around him is calling for his resignation. You've seen, and so we already spoke how the caucus kicked him out. So he's a caucus of one. We've seen the governor of the state of Minnesota. We've seen other leadership in his party call for his resignation. There was an op-ed from one of the major newspapers here in the Twin Cities, Star Tribune. I think it was just a couple of days ago, calling for him to resign, calling him, I can't remember if they used the word disgrace, but certainly the opposite of leadership. And tying it into the Bible, we do know that anger, hatred, whether it be the calls of racism, as you had just mentioned, it's a method, it's a strategy to shut people down.
That's right.
And if we could peel back the curtain and peer into the spiritual realm, we would see what's really going on. And that is the demonic, satanic, spiritual forces. Their objective is to divide.
Yep.
Because division equals weakness. And one of the easiest ways to divide is to highlight those perceived differences. They're not real differences. They're just perceived differences among us. We're all a member of one race, and that is the human race.
That's right.
And so the fact is, when they try to divide, we just know this, it's really, these people are being used as a pawn of a satanic agenda. Now, whether it be Representative Thompson, whether it be anybody else, they try to play the race card on me, and I'll just use this to close the previous loop. When he played that card on the floor, it doesn't work with me. Because I'm Hispanic, I'm married to an Indian, my brother is married to a minority, and my sister is married to a minority, specifically from Kenya. In fact, I went over to Kenya, as I think I mentioned to you before, and gave my sister away in that wedding.
Yeah.
And so my entire family, both ethnically and religiously, my wife being a former Muslim, we are the classic example of the most beautiful rainbow diversity family you can have. And so throwing that card at me is not going to work.
Amen. Amen. And so, again, going back to the original question, how is it perceived with others? Are they as outspoken about these issues with other, do I say incorrigible, or just straight-up radical, other representatives with in the state of Minnesota there? Are they as outspoken about these things as you are behind closed doors or even publicly, Eric?
Well, it is the responsibility of the Democrat Party. He is a Democrat. He may not be a member of the caucus, but he's still a Democrat. It's their responsibility to fix this problem. And shockingly, aside from those calls months or even last year, they've been silent.
Yeah.
They haven't done any. They haven't pressed any additional leverage that they might have. Now, if they wanted to, what they could do in order to have the reason for the calls to resign is because it takes a supermajority to actually kick somebody out of the legislature.
Is that
two-thirds?
I'm sorry, Eric, I didn't mean to cut you off, but is that two-thirds of the members that have to actually impeach him in the process?
I can't remember if it's three-fifths, two-thirds, or three-fourths.
Okay.
But it is a supermajority.
Okay.
In order to kick a member out of the body. It might even be just 60%. I can't remember the number offhand.
Okay.
But it is a supermajority.
Okay.
So the point is, it would take both Republicans and Democrats in order to achieve that. And so even though the leadership of the Democrat Party, to answer your question, are they speaking out? No, they've been silent, except for those early calls. They could, if they wanted to, they could bring a resolution to the floor to expel him. And again, and I, you know, Democrats are the ones that are hesitating because they're concerned with the appearance that it would give to their base. It's all about identity politics.
Yeah. That's amazing how that works. So their silence obviously speaks volumes here, and we can 100%. See that, and we can hear that, and I think that works for the objective, but why the people tolerate it bewilders me to no end. I do want to say this, going back just a little bit, Eric, what would happen if my son, which would never happen, and it's the unthinkable here, but I am saying, let's just put myself in the same scenario as John Thompson and his daughter. My son gets pulled over, smells like marijuana, expired tabs. All of a sudden, as a citizen, I pull up, I start yelling at the cops, start calling them names. Are the cops going to look at me and just call for a resignation, or am I going to be incarcerated right on the spot?
You would not be permitted to take your son and leave the scene.
That's right.
You know why? Because you don't have Democrat privilege. And so they are concerned, and they let him go. But I sincerely hope that he is held accountable. Right, as a member of the legislative branch, I clearly stand for the Constitution and I believe in separation of powers. So the legislative branch, we don't have any police powers. That's left to the executive branch. So the executive branch, Governor Walz and local law enforcement, they really do need to hold him accountable. Otherwise, it is a clear example that some are more equal than others. Abusing legislative title and exerting some authority and privilege that we certainly don't have. We are no different than anybody else. We just simply hold an election certificate, but we are not above the law.
Yeah, okay, so let me go back to this. I got you for about four more minutes, Eric. We hear about the right to left. We know that's unconstitutional. We are a constitutional republic, just bringing it into your arena and bringing in the Constitution because that takes a precedent over all that we're talking about here. Article 4, Section 4 says that we are, in fact, a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. I think more than anything, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to their state reps, getting away with whatever they think that they want to get away with without consequence. So what is it that the people in the state of Minnesota need to do to actually take this in hand on their own to actually see that what you called or what they might call themselves as Democrats are unwilling to do? What do the people in the state of Minnesota need to do? Because I know that you're crying out for people to do just that. What do we need to do to get them out of there?
We need to organize. 2022 is going to be an incredibly important year. So those that are like-minded, those that are concerned about the future of our great republic, we need to make a sacrifice for the remainder between now and November. Make the sacrifice and get out there organizing, door-knocking, phone-calling, fundraising. That in our constitutional republic, that's how we hold elected officials accountable. Those who are not taking action to hold others accountable need themselves to be thrown out of office. In order to accomplish that, we need to work hard as a people in order to retain our freedom.
Amen. I got you for about one more minute. How much time have you spent with the governor, Eric?
I have only seen him in person, I think, a handful of times, State of the State address. And when he was first elected, he hosted a social welcoming the legislative branch to the governor's mansion. Aside from that, I've only seen him a handful of times.
So you have never had the opportunity to sit down with him one-on-one and just kind of share with him as to how a representative is supposed to act. And I'm not saying
that. He has no interest meeting with somebody like me.
Okay, and he's never said
anything. Because I will give him the truth.
Oh, I know you will. I mean, Eric, you know that you're a friend here, and we love what you do. We love that you take a stand for the U.S. Constitution, upholding your sworn oath, those enumerated laws. That seems to be a thing that is rare as hen's teeth, for a better way of saying it, in the United States of America today. So we totally stand with you 100%. And I've always said that here. Listen, we get someone to actually uphold the law, I'll be the first one to stand right next to them, and that's why we appreciate it here, Eric. 244, there it is. There's the music right there. Is there a website that you would have people be driven to that you want to go ahead and share with everybody?
EricLucero.com. I am running for Senate in this next election. Rather than, I've been in office for 8 years, but looking forward to support to continue fighting for the truth as Senate.
Amen. I appreciate you, Eric. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yep, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, now's the time. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Eric Lacero was on us, or was on with us during the last segment. The guy really is second to none, friends, and we have been watching him since day one, and he constantly delivers his promises, and that's why we have him on the show, folks. He's second to none in his position, no question about it. And one of the things that he had just said, so let's think about this for a moment. He was talking about how it was the executive's position to actually prosecute, or should I say impeach, Article 2, Section 4, and then prosecute Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And as I'm listening to that, I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, because when I read Article 2, Section 3, it tells us that the executive is and other public ministers, notice the words ministers, because they're appointed by God, Romans 13 in perspective, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States of America. So what happens when they act out like a John Thompson or others? And by the way, John Thompson's not the only one doing this. We've seen this from Pelosi. We've seen this from several of the said representatives, including the governor in California. As a matter of fact, during this whole pandemic, we've seen it from every governor. And it's not what they did so much as what they didn't do in many cases, which spoke loud and clear, as well as mayors. And again, what we're seeing is they're not going to uphold the law because they're not going to prosecute their own. That's why the people have to get involved with their government. And again, they work for us. They derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people that delegated the authority for them to be a representative in the first place. And if they act out, then you must be that law, period. Okay? Many of these said representatives, friends, by the way, I know, are looking to the people to get involved when things matter the most. And many of them are crying out from their constituents saying, come on, I need your help. Let's go get them right now. I've had a senator even tell me that. We need you to bring in the police and arrest them right on the spot. Literally, that's what one said senator said to me in the state of Minnesota. Because they're acting outside of their scope of authority. So, going back to the state of Minnesota, we have a communist sympathizer. His name is Tim Walz. He's not even from Minnesota. He's from Nebraska. And then he's installed, right? He was picked and chosen to be installed, to be put in the position that he is in, along with none other than a traitor to his own. And I'm talking about a Keith Ellison. And he was installed. He left his congressional district, which was 5, in the 5th district. And it was interesting, over the late 90s, early and late 90s, they were actually importing the Muslims into that one sectionary of the 5th district. They were colonizing. And it's interesting, folks, how these said Muslims, they come in and they vote for the other Muslims. It's not that they're here to assimilate. They're here to conquer, and they show you that by who they want to represent them. They're not here to be liberated, folks. How much sense does that make? I don't know. I mean, they talk about how bad it is in the Middle East, namely in Somalia. And interestingly enough, they're rescued by the American people, right, and the taxpayer. And before you know it, they get here and then they attack you for trying to help them. Now, I was saying that for a reason. Keith Ellison, he is installed as well. There's no way on God's green earth that he was voted in by the people in any sense of the word in the state of Minnesota. I think it's pretty safe to say the same thing about Tim Walz. Oh, going back to Keith Ellison, for all those that are in Minnesota listening right now, he's not from Minnesota neither. I just think he was raised Catholic. Just so you know how weird this gets, okay? But anyways, we appreciate that time. Again, we're holding to the Word and the Constitution, and if we would hold to who we were in Christ and put our feet upon that rock and obey Him because we love Him, we would take it to the enemies. And that's what we need to do, and Eric Lucero was asking for that. So we don't have to deal with these radicals that think that they're above the law. And so anyways, again, friends, let's move on to the final point here of the show. And I just wrote an article this morning because I'm seeing the sheeple out there. Do I? I think I need to do this. I just seen this the other day, and I just thought this was so fitting with what we see in America today. Because it's exactly that the media speaks. 86% say they don't believe the media, but the media speaks. And the people parrot what the media speaks, right? Parrots, whatever you want to say. And what am I talking about? Well, I seen this video the other day, and I said, I got to pull this up because it sometimes it just makes you feel good. It makes you feel good to... Well, there they are. You see that? That's the American people to the media. There you go. Yeah. The media says something, and then the sheep will say it right back, right? Isn't that crazy how that works? The media, the sheep.
Tell me your problems.
The media, the sheep.
Do you want more food? Are you not happy?
Oh, no, it's the sheep. It's exactly right. And that's how the people, the sheep will respond. Is it true? Oh, it's totally true. Okay, so anyways, a lot of the sheeple that are so easily distracted, you know, Scripture tells us in 2 Peter 3:17, beloved, seeing that you know these things beforehand, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, those that know to do right and do it not, fall from their own steadfastness. That's right. So what I'm doing is I'm just bringing this back up so you understand that what you've seen with Will Smith and Chris Rock was all, well, as I said during the first segment, nothing short of a skit. Will never smacked Chris Rock. The Oscars ratings were down 58%. I almost feel like dancing right now, folks, because I'm embarrassed for people. I really am. And the reason I say that is because just as the Bible says, the Lord will bring all things to the light, Luke 12:2, and there's many other scriptures in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that highlight line upon line, precept upon precept, the point that we're making here. But it's interesting because back in 1982, Jerry Lawler and Andy Kaufman did the same thing on a staged skit. Okay, they said it was reported Jerry Lawler and Andy Kaufman, one of the greatest feuds of all time. It was all fake. Just like between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, it's all fake. Just like Joe Biden and Donald Trump, it's all fake. Just like pro wrestlers, it's all fake. Behind closed doors, they're the best of friends, right? Will Smith, Chris Rock, they're actors. It was all fake. Andrew Kaufman and Jerry Lawler, all fake. They're actors. They're actors, but guess what it did? I'm going to show you the video right now. It kickstarted pro wrestling as to how you know it today. Just think about that. Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lawler actually were used to kickstart. I just got to take it right in because I got to refresh it, and then I got to play it. That's how this is working out. Okay, and I don't know why it's doing that,
notification gets
but it is. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to refresh it again. Now check this out, okay? 1982. Oh, I don't know why I did that.
Be over here.
Watch.
We're going to pause here.
All stage.
Identification. Get the hose out here.
All stage. Fake.
I'm sick of this. You're my friend.
All
I
fake.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your. You're a.
All fake.
You hear me? I will get you for this. I am sorry to use those words on television. I apologize to all my kids. I'm sorry. But you're a.
And there's the sheeple. Look at him. Oh, look at all the concerned individuals behind stage.
You know what?
What kind of a guy are you?
Okay? It was all staged. It was all fake. They needed the ratings, right? This is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. Nope. It's been done before. Folks, if you're going to claim to be something, at least stand straight up when you see this stuff. Pull the curtain back so at least when you say something, people can respect you. Because you should see the way grown-ups act when it comes to social media platforms, how they promoted Will and Chris warring against each other, and they just couldn't believe it. Now they're going to do this, and now they're going to do that. Now, it's all distraction, friends, from what really matters. And I'm here to tell you one more time before the end of the show, it happened before. And it's happened before, and it's happened before. It's just like our friends, the sheep, friends. Here again is the American people just repeating back to the mainstream media what they say they don't believe.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.